Listening. There are some organised tours of the Whitechapel area, but most of them are at night. Perhaps you would prefer to visit the murder sites in daylight. This is a guide for a walk to 4 of the murder sites. Start at Whitechapel Underground Station in Whitechapel Road. Go right to a narrow alley called Woods Buildings. This was probably the Ripper's escape route from Bucks Row, where he murdered Polly Nichols. Walk over the railway bridge and you will see a large building. This is the school in Bucks Row, now called Durwood Street. Walk round the front of the school and turn right. At the end of the long wall is where Polly Nichols died. Today, it is a small area with flowers. Turn round, walk back along Bucks Row and turn right at the end. Cross the street on the zebra crossing and you'll see Hanbury Street. Follow the street down to Brick Lane. You are now coming to the location of Annie Chapman's murder. But the exact place in the yard of number 29 is now under the long wall of a brewery on the right-hand side. At the end of Hanbury Street, turn left into Commercial Street. On your left, as you go past Spitalfields Market, is the Ten Bells pub where Mary Kelly drank. Cross Fournier Street and look at the clock of Christchurch, which struck the time when Mary died. Just past the church on the right, you will see a big car park. Dorset Street and Miller's Court don't exist today, but they were on the right of the car park. Continue down Commercial Street until you come to Whitechapel High Street. Cross the road and you will see Commercial Street at the junction opposite. Walk along Commercial Road until you come to Berner Street. This was where Elizabeth Stride was murdered. Dutfield's yard now lies under part of a school playground.